process that starts in other states, I mean, then people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Is this driven by breeders who don't want competition, or is this a real thing? What, show us the facts, you know? I think that people are going to ask those questions.
I think you're right, and all you have to do is say that if you want an outbreak, you wait for the disease to get here, and we'll just see how many dogs die and see what happens.
You're right. I understand.
See, what I see is the legislators, if they already know that this is coming down the pike and they didn't do anything about it, they're not going to get reelected.
Well, I just think this is something that was asked of me by the state veterinarian. It wasn't necessarily something that I originated, other than I asked him about who is watching the rescue groups, who's responsible for that. And he says they're nothing but a nightmare for him because he doesn't have any authority, and yet he gets called all the time about how could you possibly let this happen, and he doesn't have any say about it.
Right now, it's the county's watching the rescue groups, and some can and some can't.
Yeah. Go ahead, Janet. In Oregon, has there been more cases of rabies than anybody knows about? We had a cat poisoning case in Cottage Grove a week or two ago, and when they called me to come take the cat to EVH to have it euthanized, they, at that point, they didn't know if it was poisoning. They was also concerned about rabies, and the one officer made the statement that there had been several cases in Douglas County. Now, how he knew that, I don't know.
Jackson County has had rabies incidents, but I don't know about Douglas County. Douglas County had one, I think, but not a lot.
So if you could track any of these rescue dogs breaking with rabies, there would be your classic case.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any.
Okay.
There was a case of black plague, bubonic plague, was over in Heppner, was it?
Yeah, you see them.
That happens occasionally.
Yeah. That would be horrible. Well,
I'm talking about, though, something that we've almost cleaned up. We see very, humane sites still see some feline distemper. We almost don't see any dog distemper. I did see one today that had enamel erosions from having distemper as a puppy, but I haven't even seen that for years. You know, I mean, I don't know if you know that, that's what you see in distemper dogs, but their enamel all falls off. And so I would rather not see it again. I mean, very honestly, it's something that I think we won, and I'd like to keep it that way if we could.
You communicate with this guy?
Oh, yeah.
If you ask him if there's any legislation during this session today that he's interested in that pertains to the state veterinarian, that can be used as a vehicle to attach an amendment to it that would basically be the statute that you're at least thinking about, at least the authority to compel disclosure and transparency. Because if you have what's called a relating clause of or pertaining to veterinary science or whatever, when you find that, that's how you get the vehicle. We did that in a lot of things. And in fact, you say Rome wasn't built in a day, but if you started this session, for example, we expanded self-service, the ban on self-service gas that Bill Dwyer hated, and I got to hate it too. We got the New Jersey statute faxed. We wrote up a whole thing. I got someone to introduce it, and it didn't go anywhere. But the next session, we already had it there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Get it introduced, or at least break ground, and then go full bore on another session if we have to. But if you don't do it, it'll never happen. And so it's, anyway, that report that should have been taped, but there are groups that would like to reduce the number of animals being imported. I think this particular group is not the group to bring that up with. That's not what the goals are. And that's why I said I need to know what our mission is. If you're talking about Lane County Animal Control, or are you talking about World Animal Control? Are we talking about trying to find as many homes for dogs as we possibly can? You know, I mean, those are all different missions. And right now, it would appear that it's more find as many homes for dogs as we can. That's fine. If that's what our mission is, then great. Then we ought to pursue that. If that's not our mission, then let's define it very clearly, and then let's make decisions based on that, okay? Because right now, we're not making decisions on any what I know of being an absolute known mission. Used to be dog control. Used to try to put less dogs to sleep. I actually think we are doing a pretty good job of that already, okay? That's still always a continuous mission, and I don't, you know, deny that, Scott. However, when you have a mission that is really pretty effectively being done, then we need to think of, there's others that.
Well, we have multiple missions, and we have an oversight mission. Madam Chair, do we have any other items that we could talk about?
We have open discussion.
If I can, we still have to go through the minutes that I handed out.
And I was going to say, we need to go back to number three because we didn't have minutes in front of us. And so.
I approve.
Officially need to address.
Dave, second it, so we're done.
Second it.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so we have successfully looped through that?
No.
All in favor?
Madam Chair, last time we have general discussion now?
I believe we're there.
Last time, I think we touched on the incident where one of the students had gone back to China and then had spoken to the apartment complex and said, "I think my dog's dead, would you check it out?" And thank God it wasn't. But it's not just students from China, but a lot of students love dogs. And I've seen this personally, where they get these dogs and then they're going back to their country of origin, but there hasn't been a real ongoing information in perhaps several languages to let them know that they can go to Green Hill or they can go someplace to really discuss this. I've seen where a Chinese student, I know another case where we went, my partner is Chinese, and we went to see the dog. He's a beautiful Papillon, and of course they wanted it, and whatever, I had to think it through, but this guy was just gonna give the dog away. But they didn't have a real system to make sure that that dog would find a home or not. And I just wonder if there's a way that the U of O, or there's a way through Chinese language and other student language websites to have some educational material there to say, listen, if you're going back to your country of origin, you know, our hope is that you could ultimately bring the dog with you, or if you're gonna come back in 6 months, as this case was, he was gonna come back. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll keep this dog if you promise when you come back to take it. And then when we came back to say that, he said, well, there's this owners of a Chinese restaurant and they love the dog and they took it. But what worried me and what we saw when that dog almost died that was left, how long in that apartment was that dog left?
I don't know exactly. But
weeks with no food, no nothing, and the brink of death. Is there some way to create some sort of protocol, some sort of communication link with the U of O? I know there's like, what's that thing called? Craigslist. There's a student kind of Craigslist too. Do you have any volunteers who are Chinese, for example?
Well, we don't ask people race information when they apply to be volunteers, but I understand the meaning behind your question. We actually, our organization and Eugene Animal Services are working with the university on a broad scope outreach program. So, and if this committee would like to be involved, I would contact Molly Monette. She's facilitating that. So we are.
But if you're doing that, if you could, there's a specific, you know, language.
Right, and that is really a needs to, focus of it.
Because school's going to adjourn in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So
and then
you could save a dog or two, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are actively working on that.
For example, they could find people to do caretaking for the dog until they come back to school or stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, that's certainly one avenue. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Good. Good news.
Good to hear.
Yes, very good news.
Yes, we've been trying to schedule those conversations for over a year, and now we're actually getting traction on it. So
good.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of sad. I mean, these people love their dogs, and then they go back, and the poor dog. I mean, the human-animal bond is all of a sudden broken. And, you know, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to make sure that everybody knows the resources that are available in our community and what they can do.
And the other thing is to
and
let people know.
And the end on that, too, is while when animals are going to go to an owner, when they're being adopted, some kind of a, this is a permanent
Yeah, this is a lifelong relationship, too.
This is something.
Well, and that's why our organization has the policy that we will always take animals that we adopt out. We will always take them back, regardless of the length of time, regardless of the reason, the circumstance, anything like that. We will always take them back. If circumstances change and the person can't keep the animal, then we want it to come back to us.
So. I mean, I was young, and I remember giving him a beautiful couple, a pair of collies to a farm family in Crestwell. And I was 22 or something, you know. And it was a good home, but now I think, damn, what a, you know, wasn't, you know, I could have done a better job, even though I loved them. They had seven pups, so they're growing good, but, you know.
I think all of us have gotten more responsible with age.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah, well, so are the rest of us.
Madam Chair, we adjourn until the 12th?
Do we have items to add for next month's agenda?
Great question. And the other thing, real quick, David, if you have paperwork that you need to send me, or Scott, if you have items,
if you
submit that to me, I try to get the agendas and packets out the week before our meeting, Wednesday at the latest.
Yeah.
If you get that to me before then, I can include it in the packet so that everybody's got the weekend to review those kind of things.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind. If you want to get that, I can get that into the packet. So.
Okay. By the way, I left you a phone message asking if you could find, I think it's in my archives out at the store in Lock, the insert that the county used for the tax bill. That must have been 2009.
Yeah, I've looked for that. I can't.
You never found it?
I couldn't find it.
Well, I've got one.
Okay.
We'll find it.
It wasn't very big and wasn't that effective.
Well, it's sold licenses.
Right.
I mean, but
what you presented would do a whole lot better.
Oh, this Octoon. Yeah, this would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, well,
I like it.
That's part of what Calgary did.
Yeah.
So with items for next month, do you want me to put the public service announcements back on the agenda? So I've got it as 4B. Does that come back on?
Yeah.
Okay, so that will stay next month. And proposed Eugene Advisory Committee, you want that on next month, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, you're going to be doing some PSAs on the vouchers between now and then, right?
We'll talk about it.
Well, at least get a couple. My God, try to sell these things before the end of the fiscal year.
We'll see what we can do. I make no promises with that. We got a lot of other things going on too.
Okay.
So, anything else that you guys want on next month's agenda?
So, sounded like Dr. Penfold wanted mission.
What's the mission on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can provide what Lane Manuel says about the committee.
What do you mean, the mission of the committee? We've already adopted our plan and agenda for the year.
So we can bring your goals, we can bring Lane Manuel says, and we can, I think it's a good topic. I think it's something.
Could I ask that you write down the procedures that you were telling us about and how to get things done?
Sure. I'm sorry for a second.
Hello.
I'll leave here.
If there's nothing else, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Can I just get the names of the people?
Just a few pages of the 990 if you need the whole thing. 44 pages. I can give it to you if you need it.